Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Lauterain 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to thank you so much for praying for this ministry. Most of you know I had to take everything down, both my blog and YouTube videos, for a little while, but I am back. So what I have for you today is another warning. It's an urgent and stern warning that I received on the 20th of this month, December 2021. I went ahead and put out this warning through my newsletter. So some of you have already heard this warning. If you do already get my newsletter and you didn't receive it, please go look in your spam box, because a lot of the newsletters are getting in the spam. So go check it out there. What the Lord has been showing me is about an economic collapse, or I guess that's what I would call it, an economic collapse, the stock market crashing. This is something that he has shown me over and over again the last few years, that this is coming. A lot of times the way he has shown me is through dreams, and a reoccurring dream has been that the Lord uses bears in my dreams to point to an economic collapse. Now, a lot of times the Lord has told me that the dreams that I have where I have the bears represents both, not only an economic collapse, but also about a war coming, representing the bear, representing Russia or communism. And so I think it's very interesting right now that we are seeing a possibility of both these things happening right now. So that's, I think, maybe why the Lord told me that my dreams about bears really did have a dual meaning, and maybe it's because they happen at the same time. I don't know, but that's just something the Lord laid on my heart today before doing this video. So I will have, like I said, I will have these dreams about the bears in my blog, and I will have a link to that. That's down below. So if you're interested, you can go and read about those dreams. Now, this is different. This is not a dream that I received. This is an actual message that I woke up to. Now, most of my messages, and many of you already know this, I get them while I am praying. Once in a while, the Lord will give me one just as I'm waking up or in the middle of the night, and that's the case with this one. This one, I was awoken to this message, and it's a different message than I'm used to from the Lord. So I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. I ask that you would please seek your own confirmation and pray about this warning, and then ask the Lord how to direct you accordingly. I do not know the timing of this event or any event that the Lord has shown me that is coming, but because the Lord gave me this urgency with this message, I believe that the timing seems in the near future. All right, so let me go ahead now and read this to you. Here's the first part. The first words I heard was this. I heard, "Take heed. Something big comes your way. Major market forecast, gloom." And then, brothers and sisters, the Lord told me about the stock market and how it's going to be crashing, and that his people need to act accordingly concerning their financial situation. Then I heard these words. I heard, "Forecast for the bride, major crash coming. You snooze, you lose. This is a warning for all who will listen. Do not delay." And then I heard, "Crash. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Splat. Do not wait. Do not delay. All is about to go down." And then I heard, "Warn the people now. I give warnings so my people can prepare." And that was the end of this short message. Now, I want to add something else to this. during the time that I got this message, I think the day before or the 2 days before, I kept seeing 11:11 on the clock. Now, I haven't seen 11:11 for a really, really, really long time. So to see it 3 days in a row, I know was very significant. And not only that, my husband saw 11:11 on the day that I got this warning. He saw it on two different clocks at the same time. They were one was a stove clock, and there was another clock next to it, and they were in sync. And he looked, and there he saw 11:11 twice. And he said he hasn't seen that for, he hasn't seen 11:11 for, I don't know, months and months and months. Now, many people are going to say, well, you know, this is numerology, and it's not from the Lord, but the Lord has shown me something different. The Lord has shown me that he does speak through numbers. And if you go into the Bible, and if you are a student of the Bible, you are going to know that the Lord does use numbers to speak through his, to his people. And he has shown me that there are a few numbers that have very significant meaning. Now, 11:11 means this. For those who don't know, and I did a blog on it. I'm going to have to try to find it. If I find it, I'll put it down below for you all. But the number 11 means judgment. So it only makes sense that 11:11 means double judgment. And that's what the Lord showed me, that it means double judgment. So this is another warning, I believe, that the Lord is putting out there. And I did get so many people, after I put out my newsletter about this, I had so many people write me personally, and they said they have been seeing 11:11 in the last week like they've never seen before. And some of them didn't know what it meant, and they were like shocked when I had put this out there, because now they understood what it meant. So I'm not the only person that is getting this warning from the Lord. So I believe this is a warning about double judgment coming. So please, brothers and sisters, prepare your hearts before the Lord. Be in daily repentance. Please put the Lord first in your life and get rid of all your idols that are coming before the Lord. And get your physical and spiritual houses in order. Now, in Revelation 18, 4 through 6, it actually talks about a double judgment. And you can go ahead and read about that, but I'll read the very last part. I'm going to end on this. And this is talking about Babylon, Babylon who has fallen. Babylon gets double judgment. Listen to what it says. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works in the cup which she has mixed. Mix double for her. So there, brothers and sisters, is talking about the double judgment that is coming.